WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Ever feel like life's throwing everything it's got at you at once? Like a runaway freight train of deadlines, drama, and to-do lists that just keep growing longer. You're not alone. Stress and overwhelm are kind of the default settings for modern life, right? But guess what? There's a way out, a path towards calm even amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving into the heart of Stoicism. How to manage stress and find that dinner anchor when things get crazy. Now, I'm not talking about pretending everything's perfect or bottling up your feelings that never works. Stoicism is about accepting what you can't control, focusing on what you can, and finding strength in the face of challenges. It's like having a superpower against the craziness of the world. So, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate stress like a stoic warrior. First up, accept that some things are just out of your control. Think about it, trying to control everything is like holding onto a slippery eel, frustrating and exhausting. You can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even that annoying song stuck in your head. Instead of battling these things, accept them as part of life. It doesn't mean you have to like them, but recognizing their existence takes away some of their power over you. Second, focus on what you can control. This is where the magic happens. You can control your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. When stress hits, ask yourself, what can I do right now to improve the situation? Instead of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, channel your energy into taking positive action. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to meditate for hours, though that helps too. It's simply about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel the air filling your lungs, and focus on the sensations around you. This can help ground you and calm your racing mind. Fourth, find healthy outlets for stress. We all have different ways of coping. Some people love hitting the gym, others find solace in auto music. Figure out what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Exercise, creative expression, spending time in nature, these things can do wonders for your mental well-being. Finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. Life is full of ups and downs. Don't let one bad day or setback derail you completely. Learn from the experience, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. You know that feeling when you're swamped with work deadlines, your phone won't stop buzzing, and you haven't had a decent night's sleep in weeks. You feel like a human pinball bouncing around between obligations, barely able to catch your breath. It's easy to let that stress spiral out of control, but what if there was a way to hit pause amidst the chaos? Imagine taking a deep breath, focusing on the present moment, and finding a sense of calm even in the midst of that whirlwind. Think about it, you're at your desk, staring down a mountain of emails, your mind racing with thoughts. Instead of frantically clicking through inbox after inbox, take a minute to breathe deeply. Feel the weight of your shoulders, the tension in your neck. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Then, gently redirect your focus, maybe to the sunlight streaming through your window or the sound of birds chirping outside. Even a few moments of mindfulness can make a difference. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. So, what's the takeaway here? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about finding strength and clarity in challenging situations. It's about accepting what we can't control, focusing on what we can, and cultivating a mindset of resilience. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to stress. Don't let it define you. Use these tools to navigate life with grace, even when things get tough. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest stress triggers and how you manage them in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and share our wisdom. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for more daily doses of strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.